Krishna. This morning, we're reading about Chitraketu Maharaj's sadhan, and sadhya is chanting of the mantra given to him by Sri Narada Muni. And it's a real eye-opener. Chitraketu Maharaj was very serious, so like Parikshit Maharaj, well, not completely like Parikshit Maharaj, because Parikshit Maharaj didn't want to eat or drink. He didn't eat, he just drank water. And 24 hours a day, because if you don't eat, you don't need to sleep. At least you don't need to sleep so much. So 24 hours a day, he chanted the mantra, and after 7 days, he was awarded the overlordship of the Vidyadhara Loka. Just accepting that as a insignificant byproduct of his sadhana, he continued to chant, and then it says within a few days, say 2-3 days, he attained the lotus feet of Anantadev. In other words, he came to the spiritual platform, and he became perfect. So this is, and Srila Prabhupada says, this is the power of the chanting of Vedic mantras when they're chanted without offense. And Srimad Bhagavatam, in this case, puts a mirror in front of us and allows us to examine, well, how many days have you been chanting, and where is your accomplishment by comparison to Parikshit Maharaj? By comparison to Chitraketu Maharaj. Of course, well, we can say he's not an ordinary person, but he's sure in a lot of maya with 10 million wives. We don't do that because other reasons, and he really exhibited extraordinary example of lamentation when his son died. But still, by the association of great souls and by becoming detached, he was able to derive the full benefit of his mantra. And therefore, within a flash of an eye, practically speaking, he became fully Krishna conscious. Such is the case with Gop Kumar, who attained so many different types of perfection based upon his understanding of actually what reality is, what the Supreme Personality, what Absolute Truth is. So he was also progressing forward. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he chanted his Diksha Mantra, then he immediately exhibited symptoms of ecstasy, neither in 7 days or a few days, but just immediately. So these go to show the power of the Vedic mantras. What to speak of the power of the Maha Mantra, power of Gopal Mantra, power of the Maha Mantra, in order to bring the sincere chanter to the stage of perfection. Mantra doesn't wait. Rather, it's us who are waiting, because unfortunately we may not be chanting with full faith. We may be chanting offensively. So therefore the results of the mantra become very much slowed down. And here again, of course, this is also part of the sixth canto, Maharaj Chitraketu's attainment. And it continues from earlier, where Ajamil was. Ajamil, by just once saying the name of Lord Narayan, he became free of past sinful activities, and he just really didn't even say it consciously, shows the power of the holy name, and had an opportunity to then practice devotional service, chant the holy name perfectly, and go back to Godhead. So Nama Mahatmya continues in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and we see that on one side Chitraketa Maharaj received so many material endearments which didn't really distract him. He accepted those, he didn't reject them. Unlike Gopkumar, who just passed everything by, Chitraketa Maharaj accepted because this became part of his service. As a Vidyadhara, he then became empowered to travel throughout the universe, and he was doing Harinam as he traveled everywhere and glorifying the Lord. So, and Srila Prabhupada in the purports there, you can see he comments upon the opulence of a Vaishnava. Of course, this is a real tricky thing, because if one is not really honest, then one may use material opulence as a form of enjoyment, because along with devotional service, so much material opulence comes. If that material opulence is sent by Krishna for the purpose of serving him, then that is called yukta vairagya. Then devotees may accept that in the way that Yudhisthira Maharaj accepted the world for Krishna's service. And that was what Bhagavad Gita is all about. Nothing to do about whether Arjuna wanted to win a war or not. It had to do with what Krishna wanted as a result of the Pandavas being enthroned. So, yes, should not be distracted, but at the same time, we should be honest enough to recognize what Krishna's will is and proceed forward. But anyway, here's the power of the holy name. Extraordinary power. And a call from Srimad Bhagavatam that we shouldn't waste time. We should recognize the great good fortune that we have, especially in being able to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Goloki Rapri Madhana. This is the extraordinary treasure of the spiritual world that's been brought here by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And down the line of Acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, we have the opportunity. We shouldn't consider, therefore, the offenses, to think that they're exaggeration. Oh, wow, this is just an exaggeration, what happened to Chitraketu, what happened to Ajamil. I've been doing the same for such a long time, it doesn't happen to me. No. It's not an exaggeration, it's fact. We need to have full faith in that. But it may be that we're not doing things right in the same way that Chitraketu Maharaj did, for instance. He was so determined. Are we determined enough, focused enough when we're chanting Hare Krishna not to eat or sleep for 7 days? I don't know whether it was an issue of 7 days, but it seemed to be more open-ended that he's just going to continue only drinking water until he attains the result of his chanting. Of course, that's not our path, to retreat from the world and to do that, but rather we're meant to be doing service at the same time, especially preaching the glories of the holy name. But nonetheless, the essence is the same in both circumstances, that type of dridhavrata, determination. And that's why strict following of principles of Krishna consciousness is important. Otherwise, the strict determination for chanting Hare Krishna free of offense won't come. Bhajante mam dridhavrata. One will not be able to do bhajan of the holy name unless one actually lives a very, very pure life. Vishatvantagatam papam janana punya karmanam tevandvamamir mukta. So these things are to be meditated upon, practiced, and then the mercy of the holy name will descend upon us. Hare Krishna.